There's worry that the vaccine for the coronavirus is not being distributed fast enough. Trump administration health officials promised 20 million vaccines by this point. But as of Monday, the CDC said only around 2 million had gotten their first shots. President-elect Joe Biden urged Congress to allocate more money to the effort yesterday and said he would invoke the Defense Production Act to require companies to speed up vaccine production.
This will take more time than anyone would like and more time than the promises from the Trump administration have suggested. This is going to be the greatest operational challenge we've ever faced as a nation. But we're going to get it done.
Let's check in with one state to see how they're handling vaccine distribution. Joining us now is the Secretary of Health for the state of Pennsylvania, Dr. Rachel Levine. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
How many shots have you been allocated by the federal government? How many have you received and how many have gone into the arms of those that need it most?
We have vaccinated actually now 96,045 individuals, 13,255 actually just reported yesterday. We have received somewhat more than that and are working through the process of getting all of the healthcare personnel in Pennsylvania immunized, as well as the new program to immunize all the patients and staff at the nursing homes in Pennsylvania. The vaccine over the last 2 weeks is coming out, of course, over Christmas. It's coming out over New Year's, and that just poses, you know, understandable logistical challenges. And then, of course, since it's 2020, we had a major snowstorm in the middle.
96,000, a little more than 96,000 with 13,000 yesterday. That sounds like a lot. This morning, President Trump tweeted, the federal government has distributed the vaccines to the states. Now it's up to the states to administer. Get moving. What he's saying sounds an awful lot like the situation with tests and PPE equipment earlier in the pandemic. Does your state have enough resources and infrastructure to move through?
Well, we are working through this program, and Pennsylvania really is dedicated to getting everyone vaccinated that wishes to have a vaccine. The financial resources that were allocated to the states were clearly insufficient in terms of accomplishing this mission. Pennsylvania was allocated approximately $14.6 million, and we have 12.8 to 13 million individuals. So that's about a dollar per person. We are looking forward to more funding now that Congress has passed the bill and the president has signed it to increase the amount of money that states, territories, and cities will be getting to accomplish this mission.
You mentioned the financial part of it. Republican governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, said on CBS this morning that there are other problems as well. The federal government initially got fewer vaccines than expected. Companies couldn't produce them faster without financial support. And as you said, that states had to come up with their own plan. Give us a sense of why the last mile, getting shots actually into the arms, is so challenging from the standpoint of vaccine distribution.
I think it's important to realize that some of the estimates from the federal government, I think, were unrealistic. 20 million doses that would be allocated by New Year's. This is really one of the biggest challenges that public health have faced in Pennsylvania, and it is certainly an enormous challenge to really immunize the entire population. You know, there is a difference between how much we are allocated and then how much we receive. I mean, we get these estimates from Operation Warp Speed of what we might be able to receive. And then we really don't know until a day or so before, and then it's actually sent to us about how much we're going to get. That difference, you know, is we accept, but it makes it challenging in terms of planning. There are over a million healthcare workers in Pennsylvania in phase 1A, and it simply is going to take some time to get that many people immunized.
Sure. How long do you think it will take to vaccinate everyone in Pennsylvania?
It's very hard for me to estimate that because there are so many different variables. We estimate it'll probably take a couple of months to get through phase 1A. That's the healthcare workers and the long-term care facilities. But then you have, you know, millions of people in phase 1B, 1C. It'll also very much depend how many vaccines we have. There are more vaccines in the pipeline. It is really fantastic that we have two safe and effective vaccines, the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine. But we'll wait to see what the FDA says about Moderna. And then there's Johnson & Johnson. And then there's a new vaccine that is starting clinical trials now. How many vaccines we have and how much is produced will really determine the timetable.
So much to take in here, so much to factor in. Dr. Rachel Levine is Secretary of Health for the state of Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for giving us a snapshot of what's happening in your state.
My pleasure. Thank you.